Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a critical diplomatic encounter between the United States and China, two global economic giants whose interactions shape so much of our world.
That's right. The stakes couldn't be higher. We're talking about easing tensions, influencing global trade, and even charting the future of technological innovation. It's a complex dance. And today we're unpacking two pivotal discussion points that have emerged from this high-level engagement.
Exactly. Imagine a vast map with these two immense powers. Their dialogues are not just pleasantries, they are critical junctures. Today, we're focusing on two specific, often contentious, issues: the fentanyl crisis and the cutting-edge NVIDIA AI chip.
These aren't isolated topics. They reveal so much about the current state of U.S.-China relations and the intricate web of issues they're trying to untangle. It's a fascinating look into global diplomacy.
Let's start with the first major point, the fentanyl tariffs. For a while now, the U.S. has imposed tariffs on Chinese goods, partly to pressure Beijing into curbing the flow of fentanyl and its precursors. The opioid crisis is a national tragedy, and this economic pressure was seen as a key strategy.
And now, we're hearing signals, particularly from Donald Trump, about a potential rollback of some of these tariffs. This is a significant development, isn't it? It makes you wonder about the underlying reasons for this potential shift.
Absolutely. The initial rationale for using tariffs was to create leverage, to disrupt the supply chain, and to signal the seriousness of the U.S. commitment. But lowering them could mean several things: a de-escalation, a shift in priorities, or a strategic negotiation tactic.
It certainly does. The opioid crisis, driven by potent synthetic opioids like fentanyl, has devastated communities across the U.S. The focus on precursor chemicals from China is understandable, given their role in the supply chain.
And tariffs were presented as a tool to address this. The economic calculus was to make it more expensive for China to produce and export these chemicals, thereby choking off the supply. But the effectiveness of tariffs in combating a drug crisis is debatable, wouldn't you agree?
I agree. Tariffs are a blunt instrument. While they can influence behavior, they can also disrupt legitimate trade, harm consumers, and lead to retaliatory measures. Plus, the illicit drug trade is incredibly adaptable. New supply chains often emerge.
Precisely. So, when we hear about potentially lowering these tariffs, we have to ask, is it because China has genuinely made significant strides in controlling exports? Or is this purely transactional, a bargaining chip for something else?
That's the million-dollar question. If it's a concession for real progress on fentanyl, that's positive, but it requires verification. If it's a trade-off for something like NVIDIA chips, then the U.S. might be seen as prioritizing one strategic interest over another.
It raises difficult ethical and strategic questions, doesn't it? It reminds us that international relations are rarely about a single issue, they're a constellation of interconnected challenges.
Definitely. Now, let's pivot to the other major topic, which is firmly in the realm of cutting-edge technology, the NVIDIA Blackwell AI chip.
Ah, yes, the Blackwell chip. For those unfamiliar, NVIDIA is a titan in high-performance computing, especially for AI development. And this Blackwell chip isn't just an upgrade, it's a significant leap in AI processing power.
Its capabilities are astounding, positioning it at the forefront of AI hardware innovation. So, the question is, why is this chip a point of discussion between the US and China?
The strategic implications of advanced AI chip technology are immense. AI is seen as the next technological frontier, with the potential to revolutionize industries and reshape geopolitical power. The U.S. wants to maintain its lead and control the export of its most advanced AI tech.
And China is on a relentless drive for technological self-sufficiency and advancement. They view AI as critical for national security and global influence, making access to chips like Blackwell a key objective.
Exactly. Think of it as a race for the most advanced engine. Both sides want the most powerful one, and control over who builds and uses it is a critical strategic advantage. The U.S. has implemented export controls to restrict sales to China.
This brings us to the core of the issue. AI is no longer science fiction, it's powering everything from medical research to autonomous vehicles. And GPUs, like NVIDIA's, are the engines driving this revolution.
The Blackwell chip, specifically, is designed to handle the immense computational demands of training and running sophisticated AI models, like the large language models we see powering chatbots today. It's enabling entirely new capabilities.
And from the US perspective, allowing a strategic rival unfettered access to its most advanced AI chips could empower that rival's military and economic capabilities. This is why export controls are in place.
On the other hand, China sees AI as vital for its future, aiming to be a global leader and achieve technological self-sufficiency. Access to hardware like Blackwell is a major bottleneck for them.
So, you have the US wanting to maintain its edge and prevent rivals from accessing advanced capabilities, while China is desperately seeking that very technology. The Blackwell chip becomes a tangible symbol of this broader technological race.
This brings us to a crucial aspect, the art of the deal. It's fascinating that these two seemingly disparate topics, fentanyl tariffs and an AI chip, are being discussed together. This screams package deal or quid pro quo.
Absolutely. Could a reduction in fentanyl tariffs be strategically traded for concessions on AI technology access? It highlights the interconnectedness of global issues and how negotiations unfold.
U.S.-China relations are a complex tapestry, woven with threads of competition, cooperation, and conflict. These negotiations aren't in a vacuum, they're shaped by broader trade disputes and geopolitical rivalries.
And the impact extends to global supply chains. The concentration of chip manufacturing means U.S.-China friction creates disruptions. Similarly, the pharmaceutical supply chain is also a point of vulnerability.
This meeting offers a moment to consider what other issues might be on the table, what unspoken priorities exist, and what potential trade-offs are being weighed. It requires deeper analysis.
Let's imagine the negotiation room. The US might say, "We'll consider easing tariffs if you offer adjustments regarding your access to advanced AI hardware." Or China might counter, "We'll address fentanyl concerns if you reconsider restrictions on semiconductors."
It's about practical trade-offs. The US might offer economic relief on tariffs for enhanced cooperation on fentanyl. China might concede on fentanyl control for some breathing room on technology, perhaps access to older chips.
The implications are significant. If the US eases fentanyl tariffs for AI chip concessions, it raises questions about the effectiveness of fentanyl control. Is it a win-win, or is one side gaining a strategic advantage?
And the impact on global supply chains for both pharmaceuticals and high-tech components is a major consideration. Any disruption or preferential access can have cascading effects on prices and availability worldwide.
This brings us to the challenges and opportunities. For the US, recalibrating trade policy away from broad punitive measures towards targeted approaches is an opportunity. But the long-term implications of the AI race are profound.
Indeed. It's not just about breakthroughs, it's about who sets the standards, controls the infrastructure, and benefits most from the AI revolution. Decisions made now will shape the global balance of power for decades.
For China, securing access to advanced technology while managing international pressure on issues like fentanyl is a delicate balancing act. Their drive for self-sufficiency is a major factor.
The role of leadership and diplomacy in managing these complex issues cannot be overstated. It requires a nuanced understanding of interests and a willingness to find common ground, even amidst disagreements.
These conversations are fundamentally about shaping the future of global influence, innovation, and stability. The path forward is intricate, demanding careful diplomacy and a clear-eyed assessment of the stakes.
Let's delve deeper into the economic and strategic ramifications. For the US, the fentanyl crisis has enormous social and economic costs. Finding an effective solution is paramount, and if tariffs are ineffective, exploring alternatives makes sense.
And the AI race is often compared to the space race. The nation leading in AI will likely shape the future of global power. This explains the US assertiveness in restricting China's access to advanced chip technology.
The fear is that China could use this tech for advanced military capabilities or disruptive AI applications. For China, technological self-sufficiency is a strategic imperative, breaking free from perceived U.S. dominance.
They see AI as a critical enabler of their Made in China 2025 initiative and their ambition to be a global tech powerhouse. Access to chips like Blackwell is not just business, it's a strategic necessity.
So, the dialogue between leaders is a high-stakes negotiation where these disparate issues are weighed against each other. It's a delicate dance of concessions and demands, with potentially significant outcomes.
Consider the scenarios. Scenario 1, a genuine breakthrough on fentanyl, leading to eased tariffs and perhaps a focus on ensuring U.S. tech leadership rather than outright denial of access.
Scenario 2, a transactional trade-off. The U.S. lowers fentanyl tariffs in exchange for China making concessions on AI chip access, potentially limiting certain types of AI development. This is where the package deal is most apparent.
And scenario 3, a stalemate. Both sides remain entrenched, leading to continued tension and potential escalation of economic and technological friction. This would be a concerning outcome for global stability.
The commentary often focuses on headlines, but the real substance is in the unspoken priorities and implicit trade-offs. It's a reminder that international diplomacy is a pragmatic art involving difficult choices.
The sheer scale of the US and China economies amplifies the complexity. We're talking about nearly 40% of the global population and a colossal share of global GDP. Their trade relationship is a behemoth.
It touches virtually every consumer good, every industrial component, and every digital service. The dialogue between leaders is therefore a high-stakes negotiation where these seemingly disparate issues are likely being weighed against each other.
It's a delicate dance of concessions and demands, with the potential to reshape global dynamics. This leads us to our summary table, where we can break down the key factors, strengths, and challenges.
Let's start with fentanyl tariffs and crisis management. The strength here is that tariffs can serve as economic leverage to pressure China, potentially addressing a critical U.S. public health crisis. A rollback could signal de-escalation or a strategic tactic.
However, the challenge is that tariffs are a blunt instrument. They can harm legitimate trade and may not fully stem the illicit drug flow due to the trade's adaptability. Lowering tariffs without verified Chinese action risks prioritizing other goals over public health.
Moving to the NVIDIA Blackwell AI chip and tech competition, the strength is that Blackwell represents a significant leap in AI processing power, crucial for future innovation. U.S. export controls aim to maintain its technological edge and national security.
China's pursuit of this technology is vital for its economic growth, national security, and global influence. The challenge is that U.S. restrictions create a bottleneck for China's AI development, fueling its drive for self-sufficiency and potentially escalating geopolitical tensions.
Regarding diplomatic negotiation strategies, the strength lies in the potential linkage of these issues, exemplifying package deals or quid pro quo diplomacy. This approach allows for strategic maneuvering on complex, multifaceted issues.
The challenge, however, is that such trade-offs can obscure the true effectiveness of actions taken on individual issues and may lead to one nation gaining strategic advantages at the expense of another's critical needs. Transparency is often limited.
Next, global economic and supply chain impact. The strength is that the US and China dominate global trade, so their interactions directly influence supply chains for critical goods, impacting prices and market competitiveness worldwide.
The challenge is that friction between these two economic giants can lead to significant disruptions in essential supply chains. Decisions made can create preferential access or bottlenecks, impacting businesses and consumers globally.
Finally, geopolitical and strategic considerations. The strength is that AI is the next frontier of global power. U.S. efforts to control advanced tech stem from national security concerns, while China sees AI and self-sufficiency as key to its global influence.
The challenge is that this intense technological race is a critical component of their broader strategic competition, shaping the global balance of power for decades to come. It extends beyond economics to national security and ideology.
So, to conclude, the juxtaposition of fentanyl tariffs and AI chips in a single diplomatic agenda powerfully illustrates the interconnectedness of our modern world. Public health, national security, economic competition, and technological advancement are all linked.
It's a complex tapestry, and the threads of these discussions are woven into the fabric of global relations. How the US and China navigate these challenges will shape the future of global interdependence and strategic competition.
The stakes are incredibly high, touching upon the very foundations of our economic, technological, and geopolitical future. The role of leadership in navigating these complexities, finding common ground amidst disagreements, is paramount.
Decisions made in these high-level meetings have ripple effects far beyond the negotiating table, influencing markets, innovation, and the lives of billions. It's crucial to look beyond headlines and understand the intricate dynamics at play.
Indeed, the real substance often lies in the unspoken priorities and implicit trade-offs. International diplomacy is a pragmatic art, often involving difficult choices and compromises, especially when dealing with two global giants like the US and China.
It's a delicate dance of concessions and demands, with the potential to reshape global dynamics. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the detailed summary. Thanks for joining us.